We're on verse number 5, yes?
Exit number 5 from Shamati by Bala Sulam. Shamati 19. What is the Creator hates the bodies in the work? The farther the thing is from clothing, the higher it is. One can feel in the most abstract thing called the absolute zero, since there man's hand does not reach. This means that the will to receive can seize only in a place where there is some expansion of light. Before one purifies one's vessels so as to not blemish the light, one is unable for the light to come to him in a form of expansion in the kelim, vessels. Only when one marches on the path of bestowal, meaning in a place where the will to receive is not present, whether in mind or in heart, there the light can come in utter completeness. Then the light comes to him in a sensation that he can feel the sublimity of the upper light. However, when one has not corrected the vessels to be in order to bestow, when the light comes to a form of expansion, the light must restrict and shine only according to the purity of the kelim. Hence, at that time, the light appears to be in utter smallness. Therefore, when the light is abstracted from clothing in the kelim, the light can shine in utter completeness and clarity without any restrictions for the lower one. It turns out that the importance of the work is precisely when it reaches zero, meaning when he sees that when he annuls all of his entity and reality, where he then has no control on the will to receive, and only then he enters holiness.
And that's the whole process. Each time they reveal a little bit more.
Item number 6, article concerning Yenika and Ibur. The beginning of the entrance into the work of the Creator is regarded as Ibur, impregnation, when he cancels his self and becomes impregnated in the mother's womb, as it is written, "Hear, my son, your father's instruction, do not forsake your mother's teaching." This comes from the verse, "For if you call the mother understanding, Bina," meaning that he cancels self-love, called Malchut, whose original essence is called will to receive in order to receive, and enters the vessels of bestowal, called Bina, one should believe that before he was born, meaning before the soul descended into the body, the soul was adhered to him. And now he longs to adhere to him as prior to her descent. This is called Ibur, when he completely annuls his self.
The system. So it's like it's taking me out.
Rabash, item 7, what is a cup of blessing must be full in the work. Before the Yenika, there is Ibur, meaning that the upper one corrects him. This can be when a person is like an embryo in its mother's womb, where the embryo annuls before the mother and has no view of its own, but as our sages said, an embryo is its mother's thigh, eats what its mother eats, and has no authority of its own to ask any questions. Rather, it does not merit a name. This is called mute, when he has no mouth to ask questions. This is so when a person can go with his eyes shut above reason and believe in the sages and go all the way. This is called Ibur, when he has no mouth.